Blog Talk Radio.
I'm 14 years old. I'm in ninth grade. I'm from Houston, Texas, but I just moved to LA.
And I want to be a huge star.
This opportunity could change my life by making my dream a reality. When I walk up on the stage, I'm going to be super nervous, but I'm going to tell those nerves to go away and perform the best that I can and show the world who I am.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you're dialing in from all over the globe. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and I welcome you to the Living by Design show. I am so glad you were able to join us today because we have an amazingly wonderful show on tap for you. We have a phenomenal guest that is going to be joining us for all you X Factor fans. Let me just repeat that. For all you Josh Levi fans, we have none other than the amazing, phenomenal prodigy himself, Mr. Josh Levi, joining us today to talk about his experiences and what's coming next in his future. And we're going to go ahead and bring him on the line so we can talk to Mr. Josh Levi. How are you doing, Josh?
Good morning. What's up? I'm great. How are you?
I am great, too, and I am so happy to hear your voice.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I am really glad you could talk to the fans because there are a ton of people out here, young man, that absolutely love you, including me. You are amazing. You're phenomenal. You're a prodigy. All of that and then some. I just think you're wonderful, and I'm so glad we're having a chance to talk to you because we really want to hear from you now. We really want to hear from you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes. So before we get into the X Factor, Josh, let's just kind of back up a little bit and, you know, just so that we can understand and learn who Josh Levi is. Let's talk about the beginning of your journey. At what age did you start performing like this?
I started performing at about 8 years old, but I started singing at five. Well, I guess I started performing at five. I wrote my first song for my sister's kindergarten graduation at five, and I performed that to her whole class and the parents. So I guess that was my first official performance. But yeah, after that, church, local places, I recorded my first original song at 9 years old and I started performing that. I got into musicals and performing for the homeless and local things. And then I took it to the next level and moved to L.A.
Awesome. Well, yeah, because this is when you were in Houston, or where were you at that time?
Yeah, that was in Houston, yeah. I just moved to L.A. about 6 months ago, maybe seven now, but
okay.
6 months ago. And, yeah, I was doing all that stuff. I pretty much did everything that I could in Houston. And that's kind of what prompted the move for LA.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was a good move. That was a great move because that's where you need to be discovered. And you've already been discovered. It's just a matter of planning out your career from this point. So, I mean, I know, Josh, you perform. You're just an overall performer. So what do you actually like best, singing or dancing?
They're both into one for me. Like, when I perform, I kind of don't separate it. I just think of them as one. And, I mean, singing is definitely number one. And acting, too. I also act as well. And I kind of put that into my performance.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so you act as well as singing and dancing. That's great to know. I'm glad, you know, you're sharing that with the fans. Do you have any plans to try out for any acting roles?
Definitely. I'd love to be in the next Hunger Games: Catching Fire. That's my favorite movie in the world. And I'd love to be in the sequel next year. But I actually, when I was younger, I was in the TV show Friday Night Lights on NBC for 2 seasons.
Oh, wow. How old were you at that time?
Maybe 12 or 11, maybe.
Okay. That's awesome. Have you ever had any professional training for singing, dancing, or acting, or any of it?
Yes, and all of the above. I trained with Key Innovations Music School in Houston for as far as singing, and then dancing in Houston. I trained at Dance Zone, and then out here in LA, I work with Tony Czar, Millennium, Debbie's Dance, pretty much everything.
Okay.
And,
okay. And I'm go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, and I'm assuming, I mean, I probably don't even have to ask you this question, but did you do a lot of singing in church?
Oh, yeah. That's where it all began, actually, as far as, I mean, singing. Like, I tell everyone that watching the choir, and I when I watched the choir, I just wanted to get up there and sing, and people would always, they would always hear me, like, sitting next to my parents or whatever. And they'd be like, oh, he needs to get up there. And that's kind of how it started, going on the with the choir and singing. And then I led praise and worship when I was a little bit older. But church is where it started.
Yeah. You are a very fortunate young man. Your mother is amazing. I've had an opportunity to speak with her on several occasions, and she is just a phenomenal woman. You know, no doubt that you turned out to be the wonderful young man you are, because she is a wonderful individual. So kudos to her. Kudos to her, because she's just done an amazing job with you.
She is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yes, she absolutely is. So other than the X Factor, Josh, do you have any other singing experience? I know you mentioned the TV show that you were on, but have you had any opportunities to sing or perform anywhere? On stage or anything?
I sang for the Rockets in Texas. I did the national anthem for the Rockets there, and other small things, but definitely nothing as big as the X Factor.
Right. Now, okay, so since we're kind of segueing into the X Factor, let's go ahead and just jump into the X Factor. Why did you choose X Factor?
Well, the X Factor, I think, caters to the type of performer that I aspire to be, as far as full performance and dancing and the lights and everything. And then also Kelly Rowland was a judge this year, and she's a fellow Houstonian, and I kind of just had to. And also, I know that One Direction, Fifth Harmony, Emblem 3, and a couple of others are really successful from that show, so take that one.
Okay. That definitely makes sense. Well, there's no doubt whichever one you had selected, you definitely would have made it on the show because you're a phenomenal singer, an amazing dancer, and just cute as a button.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are going to have these little girls just losing their mind.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I know you are, dear. I so know that you are. Now, I know there's a lot of work that goes into preparing for the performance each week. How grueling is that?
It's all the way to the 10th level. It's pretty crazy. Plus, on top of the rehearsal schedule and everything on stage and off stage, I am an overachiever, so I kind of take it to the next level when I get home. I mean, that I sing, like, every single day, which is kind of tolling on your voice. But we do that. There's stage rehearsals, there's sound check, there's dress rehearsal, there's camera blocking, there's mentoring, there's routining, which is when you pick your song for the next week and you work on that, and there's vocal rehearsal. There's a lot that goes in other than the 2 days that everyone sees us.
Yeah, and that's just your individual performance. Aren't there group performances? What about the weeks that you have to do group performances? Then you have to, like, practice. I would think you have to do double practice work.
Yeah. I actually really like doing the group performances because, first, I just love singing with other contestants, and second, I get a second chance to be on stage other than just Wednesday and Thursday, but they kind of just throw the songs at you, and then you have to learn them and learn their line, and then you have to focus on standing out also aside from your individual performance. So there's a lot that goes into it, and then also when I perform, I don't just stand there and sing. So for me, there's a lot to think about for that choreography, and then I'm jumping on and off moving objects and then swinging on things. So for me, I have a lot to practice every week.
Now let me ask you this question, Josh, because I know Kelly Rowland had said it a couple of times when she was critiquing you after your performance. She said, "I don't want to see you in your head." What does that mean? Can you help our viewers and your fans understand what that means? I know what it means, but from your perspective, what does that mean?
Basically, I take it as she understands all the things that are going on when I perform. And it's basically to the next level of everyone, I believe, that's performing. Because for me, there's a lot. And she doesn't want that to translate when I'm performing, like thinking of every single thing that I'm going to do. She wants me to, I think she thinks it's good, but she wants me to take it to the next level without thinking and making it effortless, although there is a lot to think about.
Yeah, I knew that's what she meant because I'm a speaker. And I know when I started speaking, when I first started my career, you know, the loved ones, my mentors would tell me, "I can see you thinking." You know, they could see me. Now, of course, the audience couldn't see that because, you know, they could just see your glory. They don't really know everything, you know, behind the scenes. So I would imagine, you know, that is very nerve-wracking doing that, not just in front of the live audience, but in front of millions that are watching at home. So I think you do an amazing job with it. You know, I know you probably were nervous because you were eliminated and then brought back. So I can imagine that you would be doing a lot of thinking.
That does, yeah, that puts an added pressure on, I mean, there's a bunch of pressure, but that definitely put more pressure on me to prove to every single person, to America, to the judges, to the producers, to everyone, that I deserve to come back and that bringing me back was the right decision. So on top of that, plus we don't get, like, that much time on the actual stage. We all get like 3 days, which is Monday, Tuesday, and then one rehearsal before the actual show on Wednesday. But everything else is like and the choreography and the props may not always be there. So that also added a bunch of pressure on me, you know, with full choreography and things I need to do, just kind of throwing it on the stage and, you know, people judging, saying if I'm ready for the show. And that was a lot, too, sometimes. But I think the show was such an awesome experience because it got you ready for the real world. And it was a boot camp. It was people are really hard on you, and I think it was an excellent training, and I'm glad that I was able to be a part of that.
Yeah, I'm glad you were able to be a part of it as well, because you're right. Because I spent a great amount of time in corporate America, and that wasn't my passion. So when I actually had to walk away from that and actually start doing my passion, I mean, I was older, and it was very, it was grueling, it was nerve-wracking, and, you know, people telling me, you need to do this, you need to do that, and it was scary, and I was learning a lot of new things. I already had quite a few skills, but I was learning skills that I had never used before. So, you know, even though you've been doing this, I mean, you're at the very tender age of 15, but even though you've been doing it since you were like 5, 6, and even younger, it's still very scary. So I can imagine the experience for you. It was fun and it was scary all at the same time, but that's a good thing. That's because it strengthens you, and it helps to build your character, and it helps to build your endurance and your courage and your confidence, all those things.
All of them, yeah, all of the above. And I knew, I mean, once I auditioned for the show, I knew that it would be a challenge, there'd be a ton of pressure on me. And then, you know, people remind me that I'm 15 and, you know, there's things. But I don't like to make excuses for myself. I kind of just, like, get the job done and do what I love to do without thinking about all of the things that I have to pull off.
Absolutely. And I know you were probably surprised when you were eliminated this last time, last week. I know that came as a surprise. It actually came as a shock to me, but I think you handled it extremely well, Josh. I really, really do.
Thank you. Thank you. Going into that day, into the elimination day, you never know what's going to happen, ever. And my faith in God is so strong that going into the day, I was like, you know, whatever happens is your will. And that's kind of what helped me through actually the whole process of the whole show. I mean, there's so many ups and downs and twists and turns, and you can give all that you can, but it doesn't mean that you're safe. So, I mean, I think I've run my race on the show, and I'm definitely excited to begin my career in the real world and start dominating.
Well, you're definitely there, dear son, let me just tell you that, because I've seen the young Chris Browns, I've seen the young Ushers and the Michael Jacksons, and you know, they're the only ones I really can think to even compare you with, even halfway. So you're definitely in that realm, dear. You're amazing. So and I just love your attitude. You're very humble, yet confident at the same time, and just, I mean, that last performance when you did that Bruno Mars song, Simon took the words right out of my mouth, because I was thinking, my goodness, he has jumped up on every single thing that's on that stage. And the thing about it, Josh, that when you jumped on the bench, I think you jumped on the bench flat-footed. I mean, it was like, you know, you didn't just kind of try to get up there. You just jumped. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Was that hard?
Thank you, thank you. It was big band week, and although I could have just stood there and sang with the band and, like, rocked out, I wanted to have fun with the performance, and so, you know, it was kind of a crooner time and a crooner song, and I had my suit on, and what other to do than to swing on the light pole and to jump on the bench.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, you did Bruno Mars proud, that's for sure. And you just look like an amazing little young man with the hat on, and oh, it was just wonderful. Now, I have to ask you this question because I know everybody is probably wondering the same thing. What did Simon whisper in your ear at the end of the Elimination Show?
Well, first he asked me if I was okay. Well, he said, "Are you well?" That's his version of "Are you okay?" He said I had nothing to worry about, and that my run on the show has been amazing. That I'm very, very talented, and that I had nothing to worry about in the future.
Yes, I can definitely agree with that. I've been seeing all types of information here and there about the X Factor tour. Do you know anything about that? Is there going to be a tour? Have you heard anything about there being a tour? Because I actually saw where OneStep website had dates listed for the tour in 2014.
At this point, I have no idea. I haven't heard anything, but that'd kind of be awesome. I mean, I love all of the contestants, and that'd be a cool experience, kind of a continue of the show. And this show, this season, every single person is so super talented. So I think that would do X Factor well, and the fans would like that. But at this point, I don't know.
Well, Josh, I can actually say, and you're not related to me, everyone who's listening, I am not related to Josh Levi. But I have been watching the X Factor for all three seasons, and you are by far the most talented. You are by far the most well-rounded performer because of your singing ability, your dancing ability, just your performance on stage. And your facial expressions, is that something that was taught when you were going through your training, your facial expressions when you're singing?
No. I mean, maybe. I'm not sure. I think I kind of just turn it on when I get on stage. I feel it. Being on the stage is, I mean, it's, everyone says it, but for me, it's truly my second home. I mean, I absolutely love what I'm doing up there. So in the song, when I perform, I just feel it. It's my passion, and I turn it on, and I get the confidence from somewhere, and I just turn it on.
Well, it definitely shows, and we know where that somewhere is. It's from your Heavenly Father, because that's what we're all about here on the Living by Design show. We're all about designing your life and discovering your passion and living your purpose and the God-given gifts and talents that you were granted when you were born, because every person on this planet was born for a unique reason, and we all have our own unique gifts and talents, and yours is performing, and that's where it comes from. So I'm just so proud of you that you're courageous enough to pursue your passion and your purpose and share your gift with the world.
Exactly, definitely. That's, I mean, one of the main reasons that I desire to be successful is to have a platform to help other people and to lead people to Christ. And him, like, helping me through this process and giving me the purpose to do that is the reason why.
That is amazing, Josh. For you to be so young, but to have such a mature, wise mindset like that, you are truly a phenomenal prodigy, just seriously. And I want to let all our fans know, for those of you fans out there who love Josh Levi as much as I do, unfortunately, we cannot ask Josh to sing, so please don't send me millions of emails asking me why I didn't ask Josh to sing. We can't ask Josh to sing because of contractual obligations. So we're just going to put that out there, Josh. Let's put that out there because they will bombard me.
Oh, no. Everyone, don't bombard Kathy. I can't sing now, but trust me, there will be plenty of singing in the future, soon, coming. I plan to, I mean, like I said, Levi Nation never stops. This is the beginning, and I plan to dominate
sell out Madison Square has always been my dream, and I'm doing whatever it takes to get to that point. Winning Grammys, winning awards, performing all over the country, out of the country. There'll be plenty of singing, don't worry.
Absolutely, and we all look forward to that. And Josh, before we close out the show, I just want to ask you, what advice, because you're an absolutely perfect person to answer this question, because there are so many people who listen to this show all over the world, all over the globe. What advice do you have for anyone who's trying to pursue their dream and their passion, and they're trying to set their goals, and they have obstacles to overcome, and they're fearful, and there's so many people out there that I hear from all the time who just don't know how to get started. What advice could you give them?
Well, number one, I would say listen to your parents. That always helps. Second, just go for it. Go for it. Put yourself out there, and if you have a passion, you have to work hard, endless hours, work harder than everyone else. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Focus on yourself and work harder, exceed everyone else. And second, God is the only way. He's trusting him, because not everything's going to be easy. You're not going to get open doors right away. It doesn't happen overnight. So believing that everything that happens is his will helps mentally through everything. Everything is divine. God has a purpose for everything. So just go for it. Trust him through the way and listen to your parents. And I think that is the way to success.
You are an amazing young man, and that is great advice. And I love what you said about listening to your parents. And for those of you who aren't as fortunate as Josh and myself, I had very supportive parents that both passed away now. But even if you don't have supportive parents, just find a support group, whether it's friends or extended family members or mentors or coaches or whoever it is. I absolutely agree with that advice. You've got to have supportive people around you. So make sure that you surround yourself with people who support your passion and support your goals, not people who are trying to pull you down and naysayers and people who are trying to tell you, why are you wanting to do that, and giving you, something to be stressful about. So yes, I love your advice, Josh. Absolutely keeping God first. The Bible says where there's no vision, the people perish. You've got to visualize what it is you want. So, Josh Levi, thank you so much for taking this time to talk to your fans, the listeners, and everyone who loves you so much. And I wish you the very best. I'm not going to even say luck. You don't even need luck. I'm going to say may God continue to bless and anoint your life, because you are truly, truly a gifted prodigy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. It was so fun talking to you. I hope to talk to you soon. And, thank you so much. And also, everyone that's listening, to look forward to everything that's happened and to stay updated with me, just, follow me on Twitter, Josh Levi World. And my website, joshlevyworld.com. And then there you can see everything that's happening.
Oh, great. I'm so glad you gave us that. So your website is joshlevyworld?
Yes, .com, yeah.
.com. And Josh on Twitter is joshworld?
Josh Levi World. It's the same.
Josh Levi World. And what about Facebook?
Facebook is just Josh Levi.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Josh. We truly have enjoyed this interview with you, and I also want to just say to the listeners before we sign off for the evening, please stay tuned, check out my website, check out me on Facebook, and I want you to make sure that you set your timer, set your calendars for the Living by Design TV show that will be debuting in January, on the 12th of January, on the WHMB network out of Indianapolis, Indiana, and this is going to be an amazing show. We are going to have celebrity guests, just as we always do here on the Living by Design show, and just stay tuned because we'll probably have Mr. Josh Levi on our show, so stay tuned. I thank you for joining us. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill, and we're going to be signing off for now. And we'll see you same time next week for another empowering episode of Living by Design. Thank you and good evening, everyone.
Searching.